From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. Late Thursday afternoon, officers with the Eureka Police Department went to a bank on the 700 block of 5th Street for the report of a robbery that had taken place. Based on information, it appears a man entered the bank presenting a note to a teller demanding money. The man was given an undisclosed amount of cash he left on foot without further incident. No weapons were seen or displayed. The man described as a white male, 50s to 60s, salt and pepper gray hair, and was wearing a blue surgical mask and a jean jacket. Anyone with information about his whereabouts or his identity should contact detectives at 707-441-4032. Humboldt County's COVID-19 case count rose to 113 yesterday, one additional case reported. Also, one new hospitalization, two new recovered cases were reported. One case is under investigation, determined as being acquired through contact to another known case. Well, the Yurok Tribal Council recently appointed Angie Brown as the COVID-19 Incident Command Team's Public Health Officer. Brown is the Yurok Incident Command Team's Public Health Officer, bringing more than 25 years of public health experience in the Incident Command Team. She'll be overseeing the Yurok Public Health Task Force, responsible for developing and implementing plans to prevent the spread of COVID-19 on the reservation. The veteran healthcare professional also will provide medical oversight on the enforcement of the tribe's public health ordinance and other related regulations. The Humboldt County Board of Supervisors has voted to approve the purchase of 197 acres of forest land southeast of Eureka to expand the McKay Community Forest. The parcel to be acquired from Green Diamond Resource Company is located east of the unincorporated community of Ridgewood Heights. Funding for the property acquisition will be provided by the California Natural Resources Agency, along with CAL FIRE and the Long Foundation. The project's been facilitated by the Trust for Public Land, a national conservation organization with extensive involvement on the North Coast. The Wildlife Conservation Board was actively involved with administering the state funding for the project. A close of escrow is expected by June 30th. And Arcata Recreation hosting a free online infant massage course through the Arcata Play Center, an infant's first language, touch, and massage. It's a 5-week course meeting once a week. Classes will be held on Wednesdays from 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. starting on Wednesday, July 1st through Wednesday, July 29th. Space is limited and pre-registrations required. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.